down on the Georgia Tech 28.
Well, that is Navy's fifth first down. It's third in succession. Navy's now on the Tech 28-yard line, moving down that sideline across the way from the Atlantic booth, the eastern sideline. They're right on that inbounds line. There's their T formation once again. Quarterback, Basinger has it. Basinger gives it once again to fullback, plunging hard, Gerber, but Gerber is stopped this time. Davis cruised in from left tackle and rolled him for a loss back to the 32-yard mark, but he was hit originally at the 30-yard mark, and he gets the forward progress and loses a net 2 yards on the play. It is second down and 12. Navy's ball on Tech 30. Navy's backfield is McCulley and Trefelman at the halves. Gerber at fullback. He's been bearing the front of it. Charlie Cooper's gone in his left guard in place of Emerson for Navy. Navy's in the wing, team to the left. Quarterback has that ball. He gives it to Trefelman, breaking wide to the left, finding a little bit of a hole, going across the 30 and going forward to the 26, where Tom Coleman puts him down for good. A gain of 4 yards on the play, making it third down coming up and 8 yards to go. Now the ball rests practically on the crest of the field, midway between the sideline stripes, as Slayton returns to left tackle for Georgia Tech. Now a third down coming up, 8 yards to go. Navy moving to our left towards the northern goal, tight T formation. Quarterback Reeves Basinger has it. He's fading back, not being rushed. He whips a long looping pass, and it's in the end zone. No man touching it. Two men were trying for that ball, Dinky Bowen and right end Bill Ryan, Dinky Bowen being the defender, and it is going to be called incomplete. So here in the early portion of the second quarter, with Navy behind by a score of 6-0, and now throwing occasional forward passes, Navy rests on the Tech 26-yard line. Fourth down coming up and eight yards to go. The white-shirted Navy team moves out of the huddle. It goes into a T formation with its left end wide. Quarterback Reeves Basinger has the ball. He shovels it out to Schwartzman. Schwartzman lets go a little pass just as he is tackled hard, and it was intended for Phil Ryan, who caught that ball, I believe, or was it trapped? It was trapped, says the referee, and it was incomplete, and it goes back to the 26, and Georgia Tech takes over, having made the stand on its own 26-yard line. Rabbit Jordan came in that time in fast shape to hit the passer. Schwefelman took the ball from the quarterback and just got rid of that ball as he was hit. Next ball in its own 26, T formation. That's gone in there, left halfback. Ball's given off this time to Patton, breaking from left to right, getting on across the 26 and going forward to the 27 for a gain of 1 yard in the cross butt from left to right, with Reeves Basinger coming up to make the tackle on the play.